I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned, doubled. All the cash back from eating at your favorite soup dumpling restaurant, doubled. All the cash back from that trip where you sort of learned to snowboard, also doubled. And the best part, you don't have to do anything ridiculous to get it. Nope. Discover does it automatically. Seriously, though, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. The stuff I hear from this chair.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I'm ready to fire everyone. Tatum is the biggest fake superstar.
Tatum for a 50-piece!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I got a special shout-out to Brock Menwood. You know, I want him to still answer my phone call.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, co-host of ESPN's Pardon the Interruption, Michael Wilbon, Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach Todd Bowles. Coming up, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air right here on the Roku channel. If you missed any of the first 2 hours, stay tuned. We are re-airing as soon as this hour is over. You can also catch parts of our show on our YouTube feed, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show, our podcast. Is something we would love for you to subscribe to because you can listen to us whenever you want on the Cumulus Podcast Network. We are live on the Roku channel every day in the first 2 hours. We had a great conversation with Michael Wilbon about everything that's going on in the NBA, about the conference semifinals ending, the conference finals now being set. Ja Morant heading for what we are expecting, a very long suspension. So much to discuss. Monty Williams getting fired. Who might else lose their job because Monty Williams is now sitting out there to potentially take theirs? There's so much to discuss. We did that with Michael Wilbon. We had Todd Bowles, the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, talking about who his starting quarterback's going to be. And then, of course, him walking into graduation to earn a degree after 37 years.
He did it for his mom,
who said before she passed away in 2009, only thing I ask is go get your degree. He does that by studying during the pandemic.
Wow.
While working as a defensive coordinator for the Buccaneers. And as we all know, that was the year they won the Super Bowl. And then he gets his degree this past weekend, walking to earn his degree from Mount St. Mary's University on, wait for it, Mother's Day weekend. Mm-hmm. Get out of here. Great stuff. Also, last hour, overreaction Monday from Chris Brockman, the thespian himself. And the reason why we're calling him an actor is that's what Kevin Rahm, the an actor himself,
an actual actor of note.
I love his work. Mad Men jumps to mind,
of course.
And we love Kevin for many reasons: his acting work, the fact that he's raising money for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital through this golf tournament, and Chris Brockman is a celebrity there. And that doesn't offend me as a celebrity; it offends me as an actor, because you are being called an actor. So, hey, come on, play with actor Chris Brockman. Oh, my gosh. I found that out on live air about 15 minutes ago, and that led to a wild segment, to say the least.
That was five of the funniest minutes.
There you go.
Oh, there he is.
An actor.
Yeah, that's an actor on your screen. Right there. Shackton the Fool right there. 844-204-RICH is the number that I will take your calls this hour. We're wide open. I do want to talk about the struggles of two top-notch basketball players. Okay. Let's talk about the Warriors being eliminated. And we're going to find out. I have asked virtually everybody that's come on this program in the NBA media the last week or so, Chris Mannix, Ramona Shelburne, Brian Windhorst of Sports Illustrated and ESPN respectively, what's the deep dive on the Warriors going to be? We're going to see one. Ramona even said she was working on it.
I think it got posted.
It did today?
It did. I think on Sunday.
All right. I will read it. I missed it on Mother's Day. But deep dive, there will be multiple ones. What's the deep dive on this Warriors season going to be? Do you bring it all back to Jordan Poole getting knocked out by Draymond Green, and that hatchets weren't buried, and that Poole wasn't the same player this year as he was in their championship season, and he had it literally knocked out of him by Draymond Green? And the pushback as well, there's still a professional basketball player that should get over that, if you will. Also, the fact that the young kids that they got, including also Dante DiVincenzo, the big ragu, he didn't provide enough scoring or consistency or defense to provide the same oomph off the bench that the Warriors had last season. Gary Payton II arrived back a little too late. You saw how he was providing some of that grit when he was in even the starting lineup against the Lakers. But for me, what this goes back to is, can the big three be the engine for this team anymore? And a lot of people are clearly pointing at Draymond, because Steph, we all know, is okay.
Still great.
But for me, it's Klay. Because Klay would be big six, big game six Klay. Klay would be the guy who was the splash brother. Klay would be the guy that, okay, if Steph's shooting the lights out, wait till you see Klay. Wait till you see him light it up. Wait till he drops in six threes, seven threes. Wait till he comes up with the big mid-range shot, maybe. And Klay, against the Lakers, made 20 field goals in games one and two and 14 field goals in games three through six. Made more in the first two games than he did in the final four games combined. He got 25 points in game one, which is a loss, 30 in game two that kept things afloat, then 15, 9, 10, and 8. He shot 3 of 19 in game six. One thing you don't see Warriors fans doing, because maybe Klay has earned this right, of course. Klay is one of the best this team's ever seen. And there's an argument. You heard Michael Wilbon in hour one say, Klay's going to be, you know, first ballot Hall of Fame. Talked about one of the, did Wilbon call him one of the top three shooters of all time in hour one? I did catch that from him. Now, you can make these arguments.
Assuming what, Ray Allen is in that top three?
Oh, and his backcourt.
Yeah, Steph. That's
teammate.
Yeah,
so did Reggie Miller not exist?
Or maybe he was talking about maybe Steph and Klay is one of the top three shooting backcourts of all time. Maybe that's what he was referring to. But either way.
I mean, there's a lot of people that do put Klay
understood,
up there. Yeah,
understood.
Sure.
Understood. And I understand when you put trophies in the case, you earn a lot of capital to spend or for a cushion if a fan base gets very upset. 3 of 19 in a big closeout game. And again, 5 of 14, 3 of 11, 3 of 12, 3 of 19. Those were his last four games against the Lakers.
Ooh.
And I proffer to say a few of his threes drop. We might be having a different matchup in the Western Conference Finals and a whole different conversation today about the Warriors. So the reason why I bring this up is I didn't see any videos of anybody in San Francisco ripping down a poster of Klay. I saw that outside of Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Because Julius Randle had the temerity of going 3 of 14 against the Heat in the Game 6 loss in Miami. And there's Julius Randle, who has been nothing but terrific for this Knicks team, getting his poster ripped down and Fugazi fans in Ewing and Oakley jerseys stomping on it. You people should be embarrassed. There's a cop shooing them away. Embarrassed. It's an embarrassment. You should be embarrassed. Yes, he could have played better. Yes, he seriously hobbled the Knicks' efforts in Game 6. Mm-hmm. And you know how I feel about Brunson. Remember I said that he's going to have to score as many points as minutes for them to have a shot at Game 7? Well, he came close.
Well, he did all he could.
He did his best.
Played 45 minutes, scored 41 points, and was electric all season long. But you know what? So was Randle. Chris, you want to look it up? Did Randle finish All-NBA?
He did.
Which team was he?
I think he was 13.
Uh-huh. Hey, Knick fans, you know, I know some of you guys wearing your Oakley and Ewing jerseys might have been, what, 5? When they actually did it and played with heart and grit and determination. You might not remember that, or you might think that you remember that and think that Randle ain't it. Well, his performance certainly lacked. And if the Knicks do move on from Julius Randle to find maybe a more effective scorer in the playoffs, I wouldn't be surprised. But does he deserve to have his poster ripped down and stomped on outside Madison Square Garden after everything that he has been and done for this team when nobody would come to that city and play for the Knicks? Nobody. Don't forget, when Randle started showing up and performing the way that he did, the Knicks were putting Kevin Durant's face on season ticket emails and snail mails to fans saying, hey, buy your tickets. And Durant wasn't even a free agent yet. Knicks were pulling pathetic moves like that because they couldn't get superstars to come to their town. And so what they did is they got somebody like Julius Randle in a smart move, and he started playing like a superstar. And he did flop on a big stage in a big spot in Miami. And when I saw them rip down his poster, I'm like, what the hell is the matter with you people? And Julius Randle's good people. And I have no problem with Kenyon Martin. Hey, Kenyon, so he's kissing his wife after a game. What the hell do you care? His beautiful kid out there. He's sharing his moments with his family, which is what we do here on the show all the time. That's called being a family in the locker room and being a family man for yourself. He's also friends with Jessica Alba, so back off. Rich Eisen's show favorite, Jessica Alba, Roku channel favorite. Okay? That's why she was there in Celebrity Row, yeah. Mixing it up with Sauce Gardner, having Sauce, from what it appears, shoot his shot with her friend. Because Julius Randle is friends with her. When they met at some like conference for business owners?
Yeah.
Okay, so Julius has got a head on his shoulders. He's thinking about the next. Come on, man. These are the people you want to play for your franchise. If they don't perform well, be angry at them. Be upset. Be upset with the team. Fine. That's such an amateur act to go and take a poster down and stomp on it.
Hey, your guy SAS went off on him saying he should be on the first thing smoking out of town.
By the way, absolutely a reasonable approach to say this guy let the Knicks down in a big game. I mean, the numbers don't lie. Although he had 11 rebounds. He was missing some. I mean, the Knicks had a shot. Yeah. The Knicks had a shot to push this back to Game 7. But the fact that the Garden was alive again and has been alive again, come on. Him being there might have led to Brunson coming there. And I know that the Knicks threw a ton of money at him, and they're like, you know, your dad's going to coach here too. But nobody's showing up in New York if it's not a viable spot to win. That's the way it's been for the last 15 friggin' years. Hell out of here. That sucked. There's no other way to put it. It's just bad, bad mojo. Bad negative energy. I have been, as you know, nothing but critical of this owner. They have put together a team that is enjoyable to watch. And RJ Barrett is maddening. I'd love to see him play more consistently and fill it up the way that he can. And I'd love to see Randle play in a big spot in a Game 6 and force a Game 7, which would have been tonight, by the way. You know, would have been tonight. And that would have been great. Let's go. Would have been wonderful. So instead of just sitting here and go, this is the best season we've had in a long time. You're going to go out, what was that, on 34th Street or wherever the hell that was? And it's been a miracle on 34th Street in the summer, which is when the movie came out. Despite being a Christmas movie. Let's not go down that wormhole.
That's a Christmas movie, though.
Yes, because it's about Christmas. Let's not go there.
Oh, interesting.
So, long story short, instead of being, and I'll just say this too, I always accuse you that Boston fans are unhappy. They cannot be happy unless they're unhappy.
Yeah.
And I would be, if this was Boston, I'd say that's right on brand. Right on brand. You cannot be happy unless you're unhappy. Hey, Knicks fans, why can't you be happy? Disappointing? Yes. Frustrating? Absolutely. Maddening because you thought this could be the year because it is a wide open NBA? Get it. But ripping his poster down and stomping on it? Get out of here. What are you smiling about? What are you smiling about?
Not. I'm glad to see you feel something.
What do you mean if I feel something? What does that mean?
It's been a while since you've felt anything for the Knicks. Now you feel something.
Yes, but I'm not sitting here saying, you know, I finally come out of my hibernation cave because their play inspired me to actually enjoy watching them, to forget about the schmecky guy sitting, you know, with his scarf on and his coffee cup that can't be bothered to get up while Charles Oakley's getting his ass dragged out of this arena. I forget about him because he's hired Leon Rose, who's putting some people together. I like the coach. I love Brunson.
I get it.
Their draft choices are panning out. They made smart moves. And so they didn't wind up in the Eastern Conference Finals. And it was because they had a shot for Game 7. I had my ticket set up, so I'm going to go out and take Julius Randle's poster down and stomp on it?
They're fans. At the same time, last week, I'm here ripping Tatum for disappearing for three games and in the first quarter and the first halves. These guys are fans. They're irrational. They're reacting to a guy having a bad game. And, I think we're glad nobody got injured or anything. It's just a poster.
It's stupid. It's amateur hour. Knicks fans, be better. There you go.
But they can't because they haven't been there forever.
They should
remember
be.
You guys had a parade essentially for winning a playoff game last year.
It wasn't a playoff game last year. They didn't make the playoffs last year.
Was it 2 years ago?
No, it was winning opening night. Remember that? They won opening night. So it's just,
you know what I mean?
It upsets me.
It's been a while.
It should be better.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Not a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I mean, look, Knicks fans, instead of doing all that, they should just spend like me. Turn the game off. Watch Wrestle Kingdom.
Watch Wrestle Kingdom.
You'd have been so much happier watching Styles and Nakamura than Okada.
But TJ, are you going to root for the Knicks next year?
Oh, I think I'm going to change my whole fandom.
When Embiid's playing for
No, what he's going to do is he's going to do what a lot of leagues do, expand.
Oh no!
There's room for expansion.
There's going to be a subtraction.
There'll be more No, you're not going to You're not contracting.
Contract?
Never.
Oh yeah.
No. Never.
No.
No. Never.
No.
No.
Look at that.
Contract.
No. What do we add? Did we add somebody recently to it?
No, you tried to add Michigan because I said I hope you won a game over someone I didn't like.
You should add Michigan because Cowboys drafted two of them.
Oh, didn't you add Wemby's team?
Oh, yeah. Well, he has a lot to do with thinking.
Wemby's Parisian team.
Yeah.
By the way, tomorrow night's big.
Hey, me and my buddy Riley, who's a longtime Clipper suffering fan like me, we have a plan now.
Can we do something potentially? I don't know how we could do this. Can we do something where we figure out the odds for each team,
tell you what the odds
and then we rip up pieces of paper and we have our own draft lottery. There it is.
Oh, there we go. Let's do it.
There are the odds. Can we do that? Like figure out how many if we have 100 pieces of paper. How do they do it? The ping pong balls?
It's like a ping pong balls.
No, I know that. We don't have...
We have tons of ping pong balls over here.
Dude, we don't have enough to run a draft lottery.
How are we
going to
get 10.5% Blazers things? You know what I mean? How are we going to get 0.5% of a piece of paper?
Because it's not 0.5% of a piece of paper. It's 10. I guess.
I'm saying if we put 100 pieces of paper.
But they're not having a half of a ping pong ball in the Turin or whatever the hell they call it.
I know. It's all done by. It's a number thing. I don't think we have.
We can't remake.
I don't know if we have the brain power of this collective group to figure this out.
Yeah, none of us are good at math. What are you trying to do?
Hold on a second.
No one in this room can count.
You got to be. Come on. We can all put our heads together and figure out a way to do this.
All I know is this. Whatever team
Victor goes to. I want to run a Rich Eisen Show lottery and see if it matches.
Whatever team Vic goes to might be my new favorite team.
All right. We got all day tomorrow to talk about that.
I'm hurt.
Let's take a break here. 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show. You still have some NBA overreaction Mondays left in the can.
They're mostly
I do.
Okay. That's next right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Men, do you get distracted during the day thinking about your underarms sweating, itching, or emitting an odor? Do those thoughts keep you from showing care when it counts? New and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant with 72-hour sweat and odor protection and 1/4 moisturizing cream helps you forget about your underarms so you can be present for the moments that matter. Don't let underarm insecurities keep you at arm's distance from the ones you care about. Buy new and improved Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant wherever personal care products are sold.
The boys of summer are playing on the Believe podcast.
The product of baseball is much more watchable.
Get your baseball fix from podcasts like Wake and Rake, Farm to Show, and Ring the Bell.
He's not really hitting balls through the screws.
Plus, local podcasts like Believe in Astros and Believe in the Bronx.
You're going to have to get some more innings out of the rotation.
Just search BLEAV podcast wherever you listen.
Sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, it's furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. So, of course, all four of us put together, you know, we're not good at math. No, we're terrible at it. Like, no. Honestly, if the four of us get together, we would need notepaper to add up single digits. Okay.
I'd be offended if it wasn't true.
Honestly.
It's true.
Honestly. It's tough for Mike to carry the one.
I understand.
So, of course, it took Mike Hoskins, our coordinating producer, all of 5 seconds to get in my ear in the commercial break and explain to me how the lottery works.
Oh.
And how we can absolutely tomorrow easily run our own version of it. And that I don't have to rip up pieces of paper and half them in the same way that there aren't half ping pong balls being involved.
Okay.
So again, Mike, just quickly explain it to me like I'm three again. Like, by the way, great job. Honestly, Hoskins got in there and explained it to me like I'm 3 years old. So there's like 1,000 different 14 ping pong balls. 14.
Okay.
We draw four of them. There's a four-number combination.
Oh.
1,001 possible combinations.
Oh,
so
it's like the lottery.
Yeah, so
see? You can. Oh, and the real so the Pistons so the have 14% of
they
those.
They would get 100. Yeah. Pistons, Rockets, and Spurs get 140 of those combinations because it's 14%.
Right.
And then so on and so forth. The math becomes that easier with half of percentages. So
now I know why Hoskins can do 30 things back there at once.
So there you go.
And how are we going to do this tomorrow?
Mike's going to do it.
Hoskins is doing like 10,000 things back there. Now we
you know what we need, Rich. We need. Did you watch Succession last night? We need that. We need their polling guy, the official guy, to announce the states.
All I know is we just got to make sure Hoskins doesn't get wasabi in his eyes. Nice. But how about us, like sitting here thinking to ourselves, "Wait a minute." There can't be a half ping pong ball involved.
I knew that wasn't the case. That was you guys.
Like Mark Tatum's back there with a serrated knife, cutting ping pong balls, smiling.
I thought you guys were joking.
The assistant commissioner of the NBA has got a perma smile. There's no half an frozen envelope. Okay. We're idiots. Hoskins isn't.
What we're saying, though,
that's why we're a team.
But we're a team.
Yes.
And we will be able to figure out a way to mock. Again, it'll be mock. Understand?
Mock, yeah.
A mock run through of the way tomorrow night's lottery will go because somebody is getting Big Vic from Paris.
Yeah, you're also going to get a new number one fan.
TJ, you becoming like a Pistons fan would just be amazing.
Him and Jeff Law. Him and Jeff from Detroit. Here
because quite frankly, the two teams that I root for just do nothing but disappoint me in the most tragic way. So I can't. I'm like
Orlando. You could be Paolo and Vic.
Paolo and Vic, that would work.
Doc Rivers gets the job done.
I would not be a fan. San Antonio Spurs. My godbrother Johnny Moore, former point guard for the Spurs. I can't understand why they weren't my favorite team anyway, but. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Jimmy in San Antonio. Jimmy, what's up, Jimmy?
Hey, Jimmy.
¿Cómo estás, hermano?
Hey, hola, muchacho.
Look, TJ.
Yes, sir.
Man, you are so smart. Junior, Johnny Moore, beautiful. Johnny Dawkins, Duke. Victor, French Whataburger's coming to the Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
And, did you call him French Whataburger? Is that what you called him?
First year I heard his name, I didn't know how to say it.
So Whataburger.
Victor Whataburger.
We called him French Whataburger.
That's funny.
All right.
And we were not victorious for Victor. That was our goal this year.
Yeah.
And y'all are missing the obvious one on Caleb with the NFL. They're not cratering for Caleb. teams are just straight up crapping for Caleb.
Crapping for Caleb.
Just going to crap the bed.
I don't know, Jimmy. I think our common denominator is a little higher than that. You know, I mean,
I don't think so.
You know, we push back on that crapping for Caleb.
I just don't get the cater thing.
Crater.
Yeah.
Not catering.
Yeah,
we're cratering for Caleb. I don't know. RAS Consulting, Jimmy. Normally we're open to your ideas. I don't know.
Well, I have a joke about an actor, a three-trick pony, and a Jewish celebrity walking into a bar.
There you go, Jimmy.
Hey.
Somebody pay attention.
Gracias, Jimmy. Gracias. Thank you.
I'm two-trick now, Jimmy, too.
Jimmy. Big Vic.
Crown Vic, yes.
Going somewhere. Question is, does somebody win the lottery?
Well, we'll discuss that tomorrow. You know what? You had an interesting thought on your overreaction Monday. Got me to thinking. Mm. Let's discuss this because I have. Here's my NFL schedule.
Release binder. Nice.
And just again, there have been, on average, over the last 5 years, 6.4 playoff teams new to the field, on average. Obviously, you can't point for a playoff team. But six new playoff teams in the NFL last year, seven the year before that, and that's 2020 when they expanded the playoff field to seven teams. So half the league, year in and year out, is new. And now that we've got the schedule, now that we've got a lot of football on the mind because you're seeing rookie mini camps and OTAs and things like that, maybe we'll make this a new May tradition to try and identify who those, if let's just say half the league is, going to be new.
Oh, yeah.
You got the AFC first, Hoskins? There they are. These are the nine teams that didn't make it last year. So on average, one would say, what, three, maybe four would come from here or whatever? Yeah. Steelers, Patriots, Jets, Titans, Browns, Raiders, Broncos, Colts, Texans.
But the thing about the AFC is when you talk about it is, who's coming out? Who's not going to make it?
I know that. That's the whole point, is usually I require that. I don't want to do that just yet.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that just yet. Because those are some pretty damn good teams last year that made it. And I don't know who's coming out.
I don't know, man.
But I think the Jets are getting in. I really believe it.
Sure.
I know you think they're still going to be hot garbage. I know you still think that.
It's okay.
But I'm,
and that's okay. But I mean, Vegas agrees with you, and the majority of, you know, the NFL kind of media agrees with you.
Why wouldn't the Steelers be able to make it, too?
That's kind of what I think. They were very close last year. Kenny Pickett showed a lot of moxie in the comeback victories. I think he takes a step forward.
So give me a third.
I think it's going to be one of the Raiders or Broncos, most likely.
You think?
I do. I actually think Denver's going to be better.
But good enough to go, if you wouldn't mind putting up the AFC one more time there, from 5-12, like they're going to be five wins better?
Well,
they're going to be 5 wins better.
Maybe they knock out the Chargers. Maybe the Chargers don't make it. So the AFC West still gets two teams.
And we're assuming the Jaguars win the AFC South, because that's the easiest way to do it, is you take out the Jaguars and put some other team from the AFC South in.
I just don't think any of those teams are good enough. Jacksonville is clearly on the rise. We're talking about Trevor Lawrence as a sneaky good fantasy quarterback next year. I think Jacksonville is firmly planted in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to come from the wild card, unless you think the division winners flip-flop.
I mean, you have to figure the Ravens are making it.
But they made it last year, so they're still in.
I understand that.
Right. Does the division get three teams in the AFC as stacked as it is? That's the big question.
Well, it was. I don't know what to tell you, pal. But I think the Jets make it. A team from the West makes it. And, you know, the Dolphins made it last year, so.
So Dolphins out, Jets in.
Well, the Dolphins were the team that was.
The Dolphins at full strength are one of the most explosive offenses in the NFL.
And everybody keeps saying that. And I'm not denigrating what you just said by saying what I just said. But I'm telling you, Vic Fangio being the defensive coordinator there is something nobody's talking about.
They couldn't stop
and
us.
And if they slice enough points per game given up off their average from last year, that alone will put them back in the playoffs. And to his health. That alone will do it. So, man, put the NFC up. You tell me. I think everyone's would jump on the line and say they're in, right? And then you could swap out the Bucks maybe for an NFC South team, right? And then I would say the Rams. The Rams.
But who do the Rams replace?
I knew you'd ask that question. Because the Vikings could be replaced in their division by the Lions, right?
I think you're looking at Saints, Falcons win the South. One of them is in. That division might only get one team. Detroit's in. I think Minnesota's still good. They could get two teams.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm open to phone calls on this subject matter if you'd like. Yeah, man. I don't know who you put in or you take. Who else would you take? Who else could get in? Let's just put it that way.
Do you want to get in or do you want to take out?
I want to get in. Let's just not complicate the getting out.
Okay. I think one of Atlanta or New Orleans, I think they're going to be good enough. They're going to improve enough to have a shot. I think it's one of those teams. Chicago to go from 3 wins to 10, that's asking a lot. I think for them to be in that 7-10, 8-9 range, that would be a good improvement. Not good enough to make the playoffs. Green Bay won 8 games last year.
I know.
So the roster is there.
Brother, I need to see.
And that is 100% valid.
I need to see.
But, Rich, when you look at the NFC, okay, it's not like the AFC where it's, you know, pretty much stacked, you know, 1 through 14. 9-8, 9-7-1 were your 6-7 seeds. Tampa was 8-9 and won their division.
Yeah.
So the bar is much lower in the NFC for the wild card.
How about this? If I had to choose the teams in the West, I mean in the NFC to make it, I'd go Lions, I'd go Falcons, and I'd go Rams.
Okay.
And if I had to go in the AFC.
So Falcons win the division?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go Steelers. I'll go Jets. How about this one? I'll go Browns.
Yeah. You know, that was kind of the initial reasoning for my overreaction today.
Nobody's
talking about the Browns. Nobody's talking about that team.
Yeah, but I think the Ravens are,
they still have a really good quarterback.
You know how I feel about the Bengals, where apparently I saw somebody sent me a Sports Illustrated article or, you know, blog or what have you, article about catching me saying that the Bengals are going to dance on the Elf Man. In week one from our What's More Likely last Friday.
That's nice.
And, you know, of course, I got Browns fans pushing back. You know, Burrow's only beaten the Browns once. I'm like, I get it. You're right. I hear you.
There's a video of Joe Burrow today. He's wearing a headband, and he looks so jacked.
So what are we going to get? All four teams in the North?
And
only one division winner, and that's it?
No. Rich, I'm worried that we are looking at a situation, especially in the AFC, where 6 out of 7 are returning playoff teams, where maybe only one sneaks in, where it's Miami or Baltimore, you know, they're the team that doesn't make it, and only one get in, whether that's the Jets or whether that's the Steelers.
You want to chime in on this?
I'm just kind of looking at these. I don't know.
I mean, I just
gave
you six.
I don't know if I believe in the Lions as much as you guys believe in the Lions. It's still early. I could talk myself into it.
I could see the Lions being a wild card team and a team like the Giants having a letdown year.
So then you think the Vikings win the division?
I do. I think they're the best team.
Yeah.
So the Vikings stay the NFC North champs and then the Lions hop in. The
Lions get a wild card.
Okay. Then who wins the South in your mind?
I think it's either Saints Falcons. It depends on the quarterback play. If Derek Carr is the best version of Derek Carr, that Saints team is going to be really good. However, can't guard Mike. Big questions last 2 years. And Alvin Kamara, is he going to be on the field?
Dude, you heard that from Dennis Allen last week. He's like, we don't know.
They don't know.
About Kamara and what his legal issues are in
it's
Vegas.
It's also May, but they don't know.
No, I know that, but
they don't know.
That doesn't get apparently placed in front of a jury until literally the outset of training camp.
By the way, and this was an incident that took place
two Pro Bowls
well, a
ago.
Year and a half ago.
I mean, the wheels of justice, sir.
I understand.
Are we sleeping on the Bucks?
Are we sleeping on the Bucks? We could be.
Are we sleeping on with that? With Evans and I don't know.
It all comes down to how you feel about Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Do you think he's still got it in him? He is now going to be on his fourth team
He still has it in him. I just like what the Falcons have done.
I really like what they've done. Comes down to Desmond Ridder taking a big leap in year two.
That's true. So I just named you six. Steelers,
Rich,
Jets, Browns. I mean, Browns.
Do you still believe in the Seahawks?
Oh, I do. Oh, yes.
Still, but then you think the Rams get in.
I do.
So three teams from the West?
Maybe.
Oh.
Why not? Why not? Hey, guys, this just in. The NFC is totally wide open.
It is. Really. I know.
It really is.
Why can't Giants out, Rams in?
Okay.
How's that totally out of the realm?
You think Lions win the division?
I do.
Vikings out. Out.
By the way, I'm now doubling down. I tell you back in March that the Lions...
This has Raiders vibes,
I know
TJ.
It does, which is why I'm not hopping on the Raiders right now as a team to get back in. Because I've got scars.
Are we sleeping on the Browns?
We are. I think we're sleeping on the Browns a little bit.
We don't know, but
I've just chosen the Steelers and the Browns to get in, which is what? Meaning what? Either the Ravens or the Bengals are out.
But you like
that's
Jets
why I don't
in.
Know.
But you like
I do
Jets
like,
in, so that's
Jets.
Three.
Come on, man.
I mean, you have to.
The Jets went 7-10 with their quarterback situation being three-headed monster. And now Rodgers comes in. Say what you will about Aaron Rodgers last year.
Was 5-4.
Get out of here. Come on. Even with that tough schedule.
They got a really
I say team. Yes.
Great.
Can I make a hot take?
Who do they replace? I love hot
tips. I don't want to do the replacing thing yet, even though we're going back. We're toggling back and forth here.
All four teams in the AFC North make the playoffs.
Ooh, that's entirely possible.
TJ.
I can't sit here and say Steelers, Jets, and Browns all make it. That's my problem is that if I'm removing who goes out, I'm just saying who goes in. It's easy for me to say that.
It's either to
because
put
if I put the Browns and the Steelers in, then somebody's going to have to look at me and go, Ravens or Bengals out. I'll be like, I can't choose either one of them. So you go all four of them, which means if I'm putting the Jets in, then the Bills are out?
So you're
no chance.
Yeah, Rodgers, Tua out.
I got to take the Browns off the list. Doesn't matter. They're pissed at me. I used the words elf man the other day.
That was funny.
I don't know. Maybe your Pats make it. Dude,
the defense is going to be really good.
And if Mac Jones is in fact, I know I've been having my Bailey Zappy fun with you.
If Mac Jones,
what? So that means I've got four teams from the East going in.
Here's what actually is probably going to end up happening.
How the hell do you skin this cat?
Hey, who the hell is Tim Horton?
I'm sorry if it's just a phrase, cat people. Okay?
Chill, Peter.
What if everybody in the AFC goes 9-8 and it all comes down to weird tiebreakers?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we just went back and forth here. And I mean, who are they going to be? So maybe it's just two from the AFC and it'll be four new ones from the NFC. That's my way out of this.
Are
box.
We all in one agreement
on a minute.
With one thing, though?
Because last year, hold on a minute. Last year, it was four AFC teams that were new.
It was
the Vikings, Chargers, Ravens, Giants, Jaguars, and Dolphins that were new. So it was four AFC and two NFC. So that's my way out of it. I'm going to take the Lions new, Falcons new, Rams is new, and I'll go Packers. I'll say Jordan Love's going to be better than you think.
Oof.
Steelers, Jets, Lions, Packers, Falcons, Rams, new.
Six? You got six?
That's six.
That's it.
I think it's going to be a small number.
Dude, the last time it was fewer than six was 2019, and it was five. And that was when there were just 12 playoff teams. So, on average, you're getting close to half of the playoff teams in an NFL season being new. So.
Here's one for you, TJ.
Okay.
Are we sure the 49ers are going to be good?
Oh, You will go.
Who's the quarterback? I don't know.
You will die on the Shanahan Hill. On the Shanahan Shield, you will just Sports hot take, Don, that's you.
And then we got to go to break. The next big game he wins will be the first.
Dude, he's made the NFC Championship game the last 2 years with quarterbacks you think are somewhere in the neighborhood of garbage. Get out of here. Chris?
Look who they played and the situations in which they won the game.
And at some point...
they didn't score offensive touchdown against Green Bay.
At some point, you got to give it up to the guy who's navigating this entire field as the head coach here.
No, I don't.
Let's take a break. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial.
How about them Cowboys?
The Rich Eisen Show. How about them Cowboys?
Cowboys, NFC East.
They're out. Commanders in.
What?
Oh! Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. All right. Our audio executive not listening to the counts.
No, I don't.
There you go. Just talking about how great he is.
I mean, he definitely will give you the count on the microphone. NBC's one, though.
Just as the, radio audience returns. Very good.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. You ready to get phone callers on the air? Because people have just heard what you had to say
when
it's on.
My magic hands are ready.
John in Corpus Christi, Texas. What's up, John?
Hey, Rich. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
Listen, I got to tamp down the talk of the Steelers going to the playoffs. You know, it's not cool. I mean, you know Steelers football. You know, we like it when nobody's talking about us.
Sorry, bud.
Just say they'll finish last in the division. That'll be fine.
No, I will not do that. I like the way they finished. As you know, I named them, were they my second favorite draft behind the Eagles? I loved what they did. I love what they did. They got the left tackle to protect their quarterback. They jumped the line. They had they used the Patriots' dislike for the Jets to jump the line for Broderick Jones. I like everybody else that they got. They got value picks throughout the entire draft for them.
Oh, so. I fully agree. I just don't want y'all talking about it.
Oh, sorry. You
know, Kevin Colbert's Padawan Lerner, Omar Khan, he killed it.
I thought so, too.
My new man crush on the Steelers.
Okay.
But you guys like sequels, so Kenny Pickett Season 2 is going to be The Wrath of Khan.
Wrath of Khan. Very good. Nice. I like it. So I can't win for losing. Some fans will be like, don't talk about him.
Right.
I like that.
Well, why aren't you talking about him?
Even when you lose, I win.
Thank you.
Why aren't you talking about it?
LeVar, chiming in.
Ooh, there you go, TJ. James Washington to the Saints one-year deal.
Okay. See, the king of, like, the May acquisitions, like, oh, that guy's going to be good. And then all of a sudden, she's like, what happened to him?
He was hurt for 8 weeks.
Yep. Mike in Orlando, Florida. What's up, Mike? Orlando.
Hey, Rich, how are you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for making it.
Who's in, who's out? I love it. I love this talk this early in the season.
Like, anytime.
It hasn't even really started yet, but it's great. I'm with you. I like the Steelers and the Jets coming in the AFC, and I like the Dolphins and the Chargers falling out. And here's my logic behind the Chargers. Wow. I think the Raiders, they're not going to make the playoffs. And the Broncos will be better, and they'll just beat each other up. And then in the NFC, the Vikings and the Bucks are out. Saints and Lions are in. Vikings, look at their point differential last year. They gave up 3 more than they scored. So I think this year they come back down to earth and the NFC North only gets one team.
Thanks very much. Greatly appreciate it. You know, another guy who doesn't get met, if I'm saying Vic Fangio is going to make a big difference as the defensive coordinator in Miami. Did you see who's the defensive coordinator right now in Cleveland? Do the Seahawks play the Cleveland Browns?
Let's look that
up here.
Browns schedule.
Will they play the Bengals?
They do.
Yeah, week 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7.
Yeah, October 29th.
Okay. Week 8. Well, that's
there's a bye, so yeah.
Well, I would just counsel to have the Browns keep Jim Schwartz away from talking to DK Metcalf. Don't have him go up to him. That was one of the few Jim Schwartz missteps. In his last rodeo.
What happened with that?
He went up to DK and said, you know, I was in Detroit, and you remind me of Calvin Johnson.
That's right.
You can be Calvin Johnson. And he's just like, I'm my own man, and I'm going to put 19,000 yards on you tonight with 5 touchdowns. But Jim Schwartz is a really good defensive coordinator.
Paying him a compliment.
I know. Yeah.
So basically he sees you as a future Hall of Famer.
And you spin it into being upset about it. Yes. Remember that happened?
Yeah, and a robot? Yeah.
Well,
Megatron.
Yes, I know that. Yeah. He's a transformer.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than meets the eye.
There you go.
Robot in disguise.
You know what DK Metcalf is as well?
A human bat suit?
No. Oh. He's been on this program.
An actor.
Just bring it all together.
He's an actor. He's an actor.
Well, he's a one.
He's an actor. So DK Metcalf, it's interesting. When he was in the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game, mm-hmm. he was labeled as an actor.
He was acting like he was dominating because he did.
We got to get Kevin Rahm on the show. I have his number. You text him.
FaceTime him right now.
I'm not going to FaceTime him.
Why?
We're going to have him. No, because tomorrow, it's called content. It's more than just like 90 seconds out the door. Let's hope he answers.
Philip Boyd and then Chris Brock.
We're gonna get him on the horn and say, who in your operation? Who the hell is Chris Brockman actor?
Hey, I have some credits.
You got credits. That ain't one of them.
You got credits. I got credits.
I got credits.
I got credits.
I got credits.
I mean, but you get paid.
I got 1 cent checks.
As
somebody who gets a 1 cent check.
I was non-union.
As someone who gets a 1 cent check, I'm offended.
I'm sickened by this.
Look, that you're viewed as an actor.
As someone who once shared the screen with the late, great Brittany Murphy, I too am offended.
I'm wondering if I don't do anything about this and leave this alone and the people who are with him in his group in Jacksonville, right? He's in Jacksonville?
Jacksonville, yeah.
Okay, this coming weekend, just say to him, oh, you're an actor. Where were you in?
He'll say the league.
I was in the league.
I was in Dave.
What else?
The Rich Eisen show.
That's it.
Actor.
Done a few plays.
We got an actor with two credits.
Just tell him you were in Game of Thrones and you were a background.
Right. As we learned, Todd Bowles is a coach with more credits. He's got a degree.
Yeah, he does.
This guy's got two credits. That's it. Two and out. That guy. So stay tuned to tomorrow's show. It's going to be great.
You love Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now get to know her on Give Them Lala.
With her assistant, Jess.
What you did not see is when Raquel arrives and she wants to talk to me, I made her sit in a corner.
Explain.
Sat in a corner booth all by herself in the dark.
Waiting for her to talk to you.
Waiting for me to finish dancing to 50 Cent.
It's my birthday! Sit in the corner!
Give Them Lala, wherever you listen.